doctor's on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it.
All right, we have a busy hour, as normal. The Doug Steffen Good Day Show. This is our story hour. And we have, actually, beside Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me and Chef Louie to tell a story, we also are going to meet singer Grace Potter, who has a TV miniseries focusing on songs by Johnny Cash, which should be actually fairly interesting, it seemed to me. Later on in the hour, not only will we have the new recipe of the week from Chef Louie, but we have Sabrina Bryan, who's on Dancing with the Stars, a contestant on that ABC show, so she'll be with us later on in this hour as well. That's the scorecard in a moment. Before we meet Grace Potter, we'll have some laughter at 10 after, and that comes up right after this.
Hurry into your local Chevy dealer today and get a great deal on a brand new 2012 Chevy. Right now, during Chevy Truck Month, you can take advantage of great pricing on a Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. Be sure to hurry in while supplies last.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, so everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
A little laughter.
Ready.
Harvard School of Medicine this past summer did a study. The question was asked, why do Jewish women like Chinese food so much? Why are you laughing already? I haven't gotten to the punchline yet. The study revealed that this is due, in fact, to the fact that wonton spelled backwards is not now.
Funny.
I thought it was pretty funny. All right. That has nothing to do with Grace Potter. It's just something to make you smile. Grace Potter in a moment here on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant Colonel William Irving McCowan, United States Air Force.
I would say on our second combat mission, we were a little over 100 miles out. We had to make a 100-mile call out of Kadena. And in the weather, naturally fully combat loaded. Engine explode on us, caught fire, and went back to Kadena. But they had trouble getting ambulances over to us and fire trucks. And in fact, one of the fire trucks broke an axle trying to get to us. They finally got to us and picked us up and went to the hospital. I said, about it. It was our hairy second mission.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Eternity is down the hall, and you sit there bending spoons in your mind.
All right, so this is a pretty intriguing concept, if I do say so myself. Johnny Cash, songs sung by Grace Potter in a TV miniseries, a six-part series that reveals the character, the music, and Grace is here to help us celebrate and to explain how this thing came to be. The lead singer of Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, Grace
my
Potter.
My absolute all-time favorite bands, Grace.
There you go.
Yeah, Rich is pretty excited about this.
Gee whiz, y'all. Thank you so much.
All right, so let's, for the audience who doesn't know that much about you, we know you're Grace Potter. Take a bow.
That's me.
That's Grace. Take a bow, Grace.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Grace.
Sing at Jazz Fest. Love you.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us about you and your singing. My gut tells me you've been singing since you were old enough to almost talk. Is that
true?
Yeah,
my mom says I would sing along to, like, Eurythmics when I was, like, 2.5. And, then I'd go to, like, the Gymboree class for all the kids, and all I would do is sit in the corner and sing along to the dance music and watch all the other kids dance, which has changed quite a bit because I certainly like to dance now. But I'm from Vermont. Me and my band formed in college, and we've been, banging it out across the country ever since.
Where in Vermont?
I'm in the Mad River Valley, which is just smack in the middle of it.
So do you live on some farm in rural nowhere land?
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
Well, I'm a dairy farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm not smart enough to go find a farm with 400 acres up in New York, in New York or Vermont.
You should.
So I have a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, which is not exactly the mecca or the hub for dairy farms. But it's a cool thing, and it's always nice when people really appreciate the land, especially on a morning like today when you wake up and there's mist over the meadows, and you can see the trees changing color, and just kind of a really neat
thing. It's a special, special place. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I feel really lucky to have come from such a beautiful place and to still have those mountains and to still have the land, not to have everything be developed around me. I mean, that's what Vermont is. It's very beautiful.
All right, so, Doug, yes, a lot of people, and you wouldn't know this, but a lot of people know Grace this past year from her duet with Kenny Chesney.
Right. I kind of went country for a second.
You kind of went country for a little bit there. But you got the tour and play for the big crowd.
I know. I saw that tour in Anaheim. You were awesome.
Thank you. I think we were really, we were certainly ducks out of water or fish out of water or something like that. I mean, we're very much a rock and roll band, not a country act. And yet, somehow, Kenny and Tim McGraw brought about a lot of fans who seemed to have pretty open minds. and we're ready to receive what the craziness that we bring on stage, because our show is certainly not.
Yeah, I wondered how they would receive you, because you definitely know how to rock. But it's a bluesy kind of, you know, it's got a little bit of a country flavor, but a bluesy kind of rock, and it went over well, so I'm really happy for
you.
I want to find out about this connection to Johnny Cash. The television show that we're talking about is actually a miniseries that premieres this Sunday with two back-to-back episodes at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And this is a focus on Johnny Cash's music, but what else is a part of it? What else are people going to learn?
Well, it's a good question, and what it does is the show is really interesting. It's a different format than anything I've ever seen before, and, you know, I geek out on all kinds of music DVDs, and I watch all the biopics, and I watch all the crazy sort of stories and biography things, but this delves deeper because what we're doing is we're talking about Johnny Cash through his songs. Mm-hmm. And so depending on when it was or where he was in his career, his life was happening around him. And so the series really does is it assesses and discusses what he was doing in his life that might have made him want to record that song in that moment. It's a real reflection art imitates life, life imitates art, and I think he really is the king of that.
I mean, Johnny Cash was quite possibly one of the greatest storytellers of all time in his music.
Yes.
And what you're trying to do is get behind that story and see where it came from. Were you able to get the insight? Were you able to kind of really see where he was going with it?
I mean, what's so great is that they have this collection of unbelievable music historians who know a lot more than I do about, well, actually, it was recorded in a barn, and then they changed. You know, there's all kinds of crazy details that I never would have known. As avid as a fan as I am, I didn't know some of the details, which I did learn doing the series, which was great. But what was most exciting to me was talking with and hearing from people like Shooter Jennings and his dad and people who knew Johnny. Shooter, who's a friend of mine, he's actually Johnny's godson.
Really?
So we did a press junket about a month ago, and I got to see behind the curtains through the eyes of the godson of Johnny Cash, and it's a really interesting perspective.
So you just mentioned something, those who knew Johnny Cash, I'm in my mid-40s. I don't want to make you say where you are, but I'm going to guess you're in your early 30s, late
20s. I'm in
something.
My late 20s.
Late
don't
20s, okay, sorry.
Nice shot, Richie.
Yeah.
That's two in a row for you.
Late 20s, I know.
Hey, Grace, I want you to know that Trace Adkins was here the other day, and Richie put his foot in his mouth with him, too.
Okay, well, Richie, I'm going to let it slide, because people call me an old soul, so I'll take it.
But I want to know, what makes Johnny Cash relevant to today's young...
Why don't you watch the series and you can figure it out there,
Grace's perspective. I want to hear from Grace's. So sit down and shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
I do. I know
Johnny
Cash.
But I want to hear from you. I mean, for me, it's the story and the connection to the story along with the great music.
Yeah, and really the stories that come out when you have a song in front of you and you have information in front of you, they're not the same as if you were reading Rolling Stone magazine or watching a biography because it's non-linear. That's the difference, is that this is not a linear conversation that's happening. This is not a chronology of his life. This is a song that marks a moment in what is a huge career. So there's just a plethora of material to talk about. And what I love is the show is never ambling. It never slows down.
Oh, that kind of music? How in the world could it slow down?
I know. But it does feel in moments where it's a bit of a tangent. And I love that because that's how my mind works.
All right, so now that you've dug into it, does he inspire you? Or you do some more of this sort of thing?
Yeah. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Johnny, I grew up listening to Johnny Cash, and I didn't even realize it was country music when I was a kid. I just thought it was, I thought it was rock and roll.
It's just
movie. I thought it was hardcore.
It's just music. OvationTV.com. Go online to OvationTV.com. That's where the Johnny Cash special is presented. Grace Potter is the person that helps to bring it all together for you. OvationTV.com. This Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thanks, Grace. Love you.
It's a pleasure talking to all of you.
Bye.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I think I just fell into 1963.
No, this is earlier than 1963. All right, so it's story time now on Beyond Good Day. Roberta Fasanelli.
Oh, you're right. 58.
How much? This is 1958.
Yeah.
Right. You think I don't know the music of the 50s?
I know you know the old music.
Yeah, well, this is old music. It's not as old as Benny Goodman, but it's this is Mario Lanza.
Play Mario
in case you're just tuning in. This is
Grace Potter.
This is not the torture segment of the Good Day Show.
This is the story segment. All right, Roberta, lead us down whatever path you're going.
I have a reason why we are playing Arrivederci Roma, because based on a new law in Rome, that's what tourists might actually be saying. They might be saying Arrivederci Roma, bye-bye, because believe it or not, let's say you're in Rome, you're by the Spanish Steps.
Yes, very nice.
You stop by one of the carts, you buy a nice gelato ice cream, right? And you sit on the Spanish Steps and eat it. You can get anywhere now from a $35 to $650 fine.
Why?
There's a new law in Rome that prohibits any kind of eating
gelato
anywhere around or on the monuments. So if you're sitting outside the Colosseum eating something from one of the food carts, bam, you can get fined.
You know why? Because people are pigs.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
It is. Because, I mean, you walk into the piazzas there and you just see the trash on the ground and you're just like, what a shame. What a shame. And it's beautiful. Why don't they just do this, though? Why don't they just not let the vendors sell food near?
Well, that's the whole thing, too. That's what people are saying.
Why don't they move them a few blocks out?
The thing is that if you're walking and you're eating, which is very much a New York thing, that's what we do in the city. I mean, you buy and you walk and you eat because you don't waste time. If you're walking and you're eating in Rome, that's okay. But if you sit down anywhere at any of the monuments, and when you think about it, Rome is just one huge, big monument.
Every block, there's a new monument.
There's another monument. You're going to get fined. The only exception right now that they're making are water bottles. That's it. So, and they have nothing posted, too. That's what's infuriating a lot of tourists, because they're getting slapped with these fines left and right. I mean, they are really enforcing this law.
You know, here
but there's no signs telling tourists about it.
Here in D.C., and I'm sure in New York, L.A. is not so much a walking town, but in New York and D.C., Roberta, you're in New York, I'm in D.C.,
the trash cans by Sunday afternoon are just overflowing with trash.
Overflowing.
So, you know, on the good side,
at least they're in the cans.
People are putting it in the can. On the bad side, it's just, you know, when we get into full tourist season here in D.C., you just can't keep up with it.
Well, they should be picking them up more often.
They should, yeah.
But it's just another quirk in Rome, you know, of things you can and cannot do.
Yeah.
You cannot sit
Rome is
and
still,
eat anywhere near
it's
any
still
monument.
So amazing, I would still go and just
walk. Oh, it is an amazing, amazing city. Yeah. And it's a walking city, and every time you turn a corner, you never know what you're going to find. But I'm curious to know whether or not they're going to extend this to other cities, you know, cities like Florence and Venice. Which, you know, have the same problem. People just buying food and then just sitting outside and eating it.
Florence isn't quite the same, though. It's a lot of the monuments are inside. You're going to go into,
that's right,
you know, the museums or the Ponte Vecchio or something like that. So it's not the same problem.
And in a lot of places in Venice, you're actually eating outside. The tables are set out on the piazzas and out on the little roadways in between the canals.
Do you find that when you were in your teens and your 20s that you care, you know, okay, here's a cup, I'm just going to throw it on the ground, who cares, somebody will pick it
I
up.
I never did it.
And then
never.
When you're
no,
in
my
your
parents
30s
never.
And 40s, really?
Never.
I mean, yeah, because I mean, I started to get into my late 20s, I started to go, what did you just do that for? You know, when you're at my mid-20s maybe, what did you just do that for? That was stupid. Yeah.
I still cannot walk across somebody else's lawn because my mother used to drill in me, you know, never walk across other people's property.
What drives
property.
Me nuts is
I
people
still can't do that.
On the farm drop ice cream things all over the place. It drives me nuts. 28 past the hour. Good story, Roberta.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And print it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-5994. That's 1-800-530-5994. 1-800-530-5994.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and three times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
With Chef Louis, or is it Chef Louis trying to find an audience, which is the proper way of referring to our friend Chef Louis DeAngelis. He's here. You're invited to spend some time with us now as we go into Chef Louis' kitchen. I think we ought to romanticize this somehow or other.
Need some music.
Chef Louis' kitchen. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and I are happy to have the chef with us each week at this time to go through his recipe, which is always posted at DougStephan.com. But he's also pretty clever about bringing other food news into the fore. But am I to understand that you have a recipe for pretzels?
Oh, yeah, and it's fantastic.
Oh. How can this take more than 30 seconds?
No, they're absolutely simple to make. You know, it's just like making a bagel. The difference between that and bread, just baking bread after you make your basic dough, is you boil it first for 2 minutes with a little baking powder in the water, and then you bake it. And they make a nice, soft pretzel, and they're fantastic. You dip them in butter.
There are going to be some. We do have to romanticize this somehow, Richie. There has to be a romantic way of us to take a look back at the history of pretzels and how they came to the United States.
I think
States.
Pretzels are pretty hot because they're all, like, intertwined with each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, they're all
Think about it. And then the way you eat it, I mean, you kind of rip into it. It's like a hand and mouth food. I don't know.
I have to confess, I've never been turned.
Romantic.
I don't like pretzels much. It's
not to like. It's bread and salt.
It's right.
The two of the four
let
babies.
Let me tell you what's to like. Let me tell you what's to
sugar
like.
Sugar and wine.
No, you
got to
get them hot.
Meal.
No. And then you have to have the right mustard for dipping.
See? Again, it's very romantic. Get them hot, and you have to have the right mustard.
Yeah, that's right, for dipping.
That's Friday night at my house.
Well, you know, actually, pretzels are the second most bought snack in America. $180 million worth of sales per year. It's just behind potato chips and a little ahead of popcorn.
Really?
And that's how popular they are. Yeah.
I would not have known that because, again, pretzels seem to be, well, although you go to the malls, you see those Annie, who is it that does those pretzel Annie something or other?
Auntie Annie.
That's it. Right. Exactly. So it's got to be something to it. But it's just dough. Can you flavor the dough differently? How many different kinds? I've seen chocolate covered pretzels. You have salted the standard
covered
ones. Yogurt covered pretzels. But are the pretzels themselves always made the same? Does the dough have to be the same? I mean, there's not even any flavor to it. You got to add something to it in order to have a flavor. Right.
It's all in the topping. It's just like pizza. Pizza dough, it's just bread.
You
but
crap.
It's all in a topping.
Why are you here, Louis? Pretzels suck.
You know, I wasn't the point.
I can't believe we're actually talking about this stupid food.
I'm happy to have Louis here.
I can't imagine why anybody would listen to us right now talk about pretzels.
A little bit more about pretzels because I obviously don't understand the value of these pretzels. My pretzels are a downer?
Let me tell you something. There are restaurants. Louis,
I don't think I was being that bad.
What's the beer restaurant, the national chain?
Gordon Biersch.
You go to Gordon Biersch, and they have a pretzel appetizer that is to die for.
Why?
And they give
what
you
is
the
it
good
that
mustard.
What do they do to them? What am I missing? No, a regular, ordinary pretzel is terrible. So what do they do to these pretzels to make them better?
You're coming to L.A. next week. I'm taking you to Walmart.
Chewy, salty
Walmart.
Pretzel.
I'm going to eat pretzels at Walmart.
Right, we've got about 2 minutes left. Doug, it's like taking Italian bread and dipping it in olive oil with salt and pepper.
No. Italian bread, okay, with olive oil. Also Italian bread with garlic sauce or something like
that. They have garlic.
Or you could take a pretzel and do cinnamon sugar on it.
Oh, or honey covered with the honey glazed pretzels.
Yeah, and they're really not a bad treat. They're not unhealthy for you, except for the salt. But you don't have to have a lot of salt.
You need to get out, man.
Who are you talking to, Louie or me?
You need to go to a ball game. You need to go to a baseball game and sit there on a 90-degree day.
Eat a hot dog and a pretzel.
And just eat a hot dog and a pretzel with
mustard. Wait a minute. Here's a creative thing. Can we have the soft pretzels?
You're not American. You're a communist.
Oh, stop it.
You are a communist.
Soft, Doug. You're thinking of hard pretzels in the store. These are soft pretzels.
Yeah. Can you have a soft pretzel and sort of wrap it around a hot dog? That's not our sausage.
So, Louie, I want to make it. Forget Doug. I want to make my own pretzels this weekend.
Oh, my God, Doug. Yes. They
Where
do
can we
pretzel
go to do
dogs,
Let's
and they
do
are
that.
The delicious.
Next weekend, let's like Saturday, you and I will go somewhere.
I'm going to get you a pretzel dog.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that.
Well, should we just forget this conversation until then? Because it seems to be moot.
No, I don't. I want to help Louie along. His recipes, by the way.
You did a great job of that, by the way.
All right, so here's. Wait a minute. I'm looking now.
I just actually clicked on
recipes.
You have Louie.
the recipe section. Chef Louie's recipes are prominently noted. Whether they are any good or not remains to be seen. But they're at DougStephan.com, right hand side, right underneath where the DougStephanTeam.com logo is. And we have in here Chef Louis's baked pretzel, the recipe for that. Also, what he had last week was the brisket recipe. There are all kinds of things in there that will help you enjoy life if you have a palate that needs to be exercised. And I guess that's what this is. You can do all kinds of things. But it really is just, it's like any kind of dough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a normal dough, a little more sugar in it, but it's the boiling of it and the baking of it and the toppings. And just let your mind go wild when you do toppings. Anything you want on it.
I
want
to wrap a pretzel around a sausage. That's what
they do that.
Yeah, I want to kind of do that. Yeah, I've seen that. Matter of fact, I'm being serious. Last Saturday, I walked around the farmer's market in Dublin, and I, with a couple of people that I was with, stopped at a place that was doing pretzels and crepes at the same place. And so the pretzels were filled with what they have. The Irish sausage is different than our sausage. They had a sausage sort of sandwich made out of the pretzel.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
Victoria Jones, with whom I was eating one of them, and she was very unkind. She didn't offer me a bite of it, but you could see my mouth was watering, and she still didn't offer me any. So you're right, there are a lot of different ways that you can do things. It's kind of clever, and Louis cleverly posted it. This week's recipes are from Chef Louis at DougStephan.com. Thanks, Louis.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Remember when flying was fun? Before the days when airplane cabins felt like cattle cars and baggage wasn't something to be nickeled and dimed over. Little wonder that about 41 million people avoid air travel yearly because of the so-called hassle factor. Ah, but you don't have to put up with it. These days, it's easier than you think to travel by private jet, largely because of wider choices that include buying anywhere from an entire jet to as little as 1/16th of a share in one, as well as purchasing jet cards. Take FlexJet, for example. Imagine not only being able to fly to any of 5,000 airports nationwide, that's opposed to just 450 for commercial airplanes, but being whisked aboard after a simple ID check. Then the pampering begins. Haute cuisine served on Picard china. Ergonomic armchairs from which to work the phone. A table area that converts into a full-size bed. Plus, while FlexJet already boasts the industry's youngest fractional aircraft, it's about to add the all-new Learjet 85. Learn more at www.flexjet.com.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Is there a theme? I have to confess that I'm not one who watches Dancing with the Stars. Not a good way to start a conversation with Sabrina Bryan, probably.
But I am, so it's okay. Yeah.
So is there a theme song to Dancing with the Stars? It's not a special, like, something you'd remember.
Yes, I just did it for you.
Yeah, but I'm talking about something that'll be around forever.
Famous, really. Yes.
Sabrina Bryan, member of the multi-platinum recording act, The Cheetah Girls.
She's going to recruit me now that she heard my humming abilities.
Really?
I tell you, I'm going to be the next.
You are the next hot cheetah girl.
Maybe more like a cougar girl.
All right. So, Sabrina, do you mind? This is sort of a sideways introduction for you, but we're happy to have you here. But Jennifer is more interested in talking to you because she does want to become a cheetah girl.
That was great, Jennifer. Great job.
Thank you.
And I'll let you know that it is famous. That is the same jingle that goes in front of Dancing with the Stars is all across the world. I have a bunch of friends that just did the Dancing with the Stars in India.
Yeah.
So, and they use the same one. So that is recognized all across the world.
Well, this is one of the most successful television franchises in a long, long time. You know, there are all these so-called reality shows. But for some reason or another, this has captured the imagination. And there are some knockoffs that are here, but the actual franchise, Dancing with the Stars, is, as you have suggested, all around the world now. What attracted you to this?
I just absolutely love to perform, and this was such a fun show. But more than anything, my mom is a ginormous fan. She's one of the fans.
Yeah.
And you might recognize this, but she gets her own notebook out. She makes her own pointers.
Really?
And gives her own scores, also guesses what she thinks Carrie Ann, Bruno, and Len will be giving. And during season 4, which was Apollo and Joey's season, I came home a couple times to my parents' house and saw my mom with this on a Monday, Tuesday night, and I was kind of like coming, and normally my mom's like asking me what's going on with my life and all this stuff, and on Mondays and Tuesdays, it was like known in our house, like no talking unless it's commercial break, like, and it was just such a big deal. And so actually how I did the show was I got her tickets to go see the show for Mother's Day, and my agent was like, well, they're actually interested in having you on, you know, so check it out, see what you think. I saw it, and I was like, the glitz, the glam, the ballroom scene, everything.
The costumes. The hot costumes.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. And it was like the hot pros. I mean, everything was just like, oh, yeah, sign me up. This sounds like a great idea.
So you're in the Dancing with the Stars live show in Las Vegas as well at the New Tropicana, right?
Yes, it's a great show. We ended our first run at the beginning of August, which was kind of just in time to get a little bit of a break and then, you know, start the rehearsal process for the show here in L.A. And also, so then it's being brought back sometime in 2013, and I want to say it's safe to say that it's going to be around March.
Mm-hmm. So you are known best as I want to know what Sabrina Bryan thinks she's known best for. Are you known best as a fitness / dancer? Are you somebody that when you go back and look at your history as a Disney person?
Star cheetah
girl?
Yeah,
I mean, that's where you get started. And where did you think you were going to go, maybe, is a better question. You get started all this stuff. How old were you?
When I started in the industry and auditioning, I started around 11 or 12.
On your own, or did your family want you to do this? Who wanted
you? No, I had to beg my parents to do it. They did not want me to be involved. It was right around the time Macaulay Culkin was, like, divorcing his parents. And they were like, I don't think
no.
so. I don't think this is a great idea. But I begged and begged, and I even entered myself in this pageant that I had to talk and do like a speech in front of like 11 judges on a panel, and kind of had to prove to my parents like, I can do this, I want to do this, please let me. And finally they let me get an agent and start auditioning. But I booked the Cheetah Girls when I was 17, as I was heading into college. My freshman year of college is when I went to Toronto and filmed the first movie. And so it's been a wild ride. It's hard to say. I mean, the Cheetah Girls was really big. It's also an international group that is known. We went to Barcelona to do a movie. We went to India to do a movie. But, you know, I'm also known for that, you know, crazy elimination of season 5 that they love to replay that elimination video, which just irks me. But,
it was an outrage. Everybody thought you had it, so no one voted. It was, like, ridiculous. Ugh.
I think it was the start of people realizing no one is safe on that show, no matter where you are on the leaderboard. And that's such a true testament for this season on the All-Star season is, you know, no matter what. I mean, Joey was right in the middle of the pack last week, and our scores are so close. I mean, I'm talking 0.5 is what is separating a lot of the celebrities' scores. And so more than ever, this season is about the viewers' vote and who they want to see. Like, no one is safe. Even being at the top of the leaderboard last week, I was scared going into Tuesday, going, oh, my gosh, I hope people don't think that I was safe, because no one is safe on this competition this season.
So who do you think is your biggest competition this year?
Everyone, and I'm not joking. I know everyone.
They're all
says
really
that
good.
Every season, I feel like the cast says that, but that is the truth this season. I mean, from, you know, Emmett with his calm, cool, collected control over everything. You know, he is so calm during show days. It drives me nuts. He's just like, hey, man, we're good. He's got so much swag, that guy. I can't even tell you. To, you know, Shawn Johnson, who is just right on the money with her technique, to Bristol Palin, who clearly has a huge fan base that really wants to see how much she can improve this season. I don't think there's one person on the show that is a set to go home, especially this week with the double elimination.
All right, so are we supposed to talk about the package that was delivered to the studio as some kind of threat for Bristol Palin? Where'd that come from? What do you know about that?
You know what's so insane is the security is so tight on that show. They are really good about, if you're not on the list, I mean, we have to get our list in on Friday to be able to have the list in and for the people that are allowed on that lot. If you're not on...
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson,
54 past the hour. You want to fly? You want to travel? Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here with his overview of some of the travel news. Delta Airlines says it's going to buy an oil refinery. United says, oh, that's a pretty good idea. Maybe we'll buy one, too. So can the big four get together and buy one, two, three? Everybody buys one for him or herself. And if they are able to save, 40, I think I saw 43 cents a gallon, or about 10% in the cost, maybe more than that, 14-15% of the cost of fuel. Buying a refinery, what does that do for these big airlines that use so much fuel?
I mean, it's a big deal. 43 cents is a bunch of money, but also if they can get the oil here, with all the new pipelines and things are coming in out of Canada, we can actually end up buying the oil cheaper, and then if they have to refine it, and they can do it themselves, at the end of the day, it'll probably be better than 43 cents. So
I would say they can save a buck or more, actually, when you get right down to it.
Why would the oil companies sell them the oil cheaper when they can sell it overseas?
Well,
more?
Because they wouldn't have a choice. Overseas. They'd be like the oil
coming from Canada, these new
right.
things. These
and they'd be the buyer. They don't have to go through the oil companies. They buy it themselves on the open spot market.
Yeah.
They don't need, they're the same as Mobil and everybody else does. They buy oil. That's why the price is as wacky as it is, because they are subject to the stuff that most other commodities are subject to.
With all the new oil we're finding here in America, you know, I heard there's, you know, some up near Erie and
There's lots of oil here. We're exporting more
fracking,
than
the fracking oil.
That's just it. We're exporting it all.
Yeah, we're exporting
money.
Yeah, so that's shipping and all that other stuff here. It's just going through pipes.
Let's talk to Tom about the Thanksgiving holiday. Apparently, there are some big Turkey Day fears.
And he's got a big story for us.
He has a big story.
Well, actually, it's a sad story.
All right. Well, we won't give you too much time for a sad story. Stand by.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna.
But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12.
Staples.
That was easy.
Parsons is here from bestfares.com. Before we get to the traveling, Spirit has announced this week they're going to charge $100 for you to carry a bag on the plane. Who buys this foolishness?
Well, I mean, actually, they announced that back in August, I think, but it goes into effect November 6th. If for all you folks who want to bring carry-on bags, them and Allegiant Airlines are the only two airlines in America that charge for carry-on bags.
Right.
I think they probably had so many duke-outs at the gate that they put this $100 thing at the gate. But if you go back out and you haven't prepaid, and that's the smartest way to do it with Spirit is to prepay, then you can also, they'll take go back outside, pass security, and pay $50. And, you know, you've got two or three roller bags. You're going to go, that's $150. And that gets the aggravation away from the gate agent. So yeah. It's sort of like the paper tickets way back when. You know, when they raised it, they said, we're getting rid of paper tickets, and we're going to charge you $25. And then they yanked it to $50. It was an overnight sensation. Guess what? Nobody wanted a paper ticket then. Okay, even you didn't want probably a paper ticket for $50. So, so it was a deterrent. It's just... Spirit is just one of those things. Also, if you're traveling on Spirit this holiday, remember it's 40 pounds, not 50 pounds on your checked bag.
All right, you got a special story in 30 seconds to tell it.
Good news, bad news. Bad news first. If you're flying short haul this holiday season, from now till whenever, Southwest and AirTran have raised their fares year over year before the security taxes, which is about $11 nonstop each way, by as much as 80%.
They've raised their fares 80%?
80% on short hauls.
Really? What is a short haul?
Providence, maybe 300, 400 miles. Mm. Like Dallas to Houston was 49.
Washington, New York.
Now, you know, those short hauls. Where they have competition, they maintain it. But AirTran has jacked theirs up over 100%.
Wow.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.